upon my arrival here at Lancaster. I think we had lunch about late August, maybe September, early September. And I said to him, you know, I had this idea where I would bring in, and forgive me for those of you who will be here tomorrow, because I'll say this a bit more tomorrow in conjunction with some other remarks. But I said, I have an idea where I could bring in about three or four people from local schools who could come share their knowledge and experience of African-American religious experience, budding scholars who will have something significant to say. And it was Dr. Aponte who said, essentially, you're thinking too small. That what you really want to do is broaden the scope of this. Create a two-day forum wherein you would have keynote addresses, balance as best you can the gender population of the participants, and let's do something significant. At which I responded, how are we going to fund this thing? And he responded and said, you put it together and we'll make it happen. So I wanted to start off by saying that as a host, I'm thinking just as I did on my wedding day, that I wanted to make sure everything was going smoothly. And in so doing, you often stop or forget to pause and acknowledge certain details and aspects that brought this whole thing together and allowed it to run and will allow it to run as smoothly as it will. So I wanted to first off, before I introduce him, acknowledge Dr. Aponte's role and acknowledge the president of the seminary, Dr. Reese Potterveld, who had enough vision. Someone, I think, approached him, or was it you earlier? And it was Dr. It was Keon Giroux, Reverend Giroux, who said. I think it was to Dr. Aponte, who said he applauds what the leadership of this seminary is doing in presenting such an important conference, an important discussion, an important dialogue about a subset of the Christian community, that is African Americans. This is a broad, a complex array of experiences that encompass the Black Christian experience or Black religious experience spoken more broadly. But I tried to infuse it with some complex thinkers and with an array of scholars and a mix of pastors and across disciplines. So I hope you will appreciate that as we go forward, especially tomorrow with the actual conference material. But again, I want to acknowledge as well Reese Potterveld, the president, who when I approached him with this, he just looked at me and said, okay, sounds wonderful, do it. I said, okay, is this going to be okay? At every step I would give the formal proposals as I would adjust them and revise them to Dr. Aponte and to Reese, and they said, just do it. And so it was left to me to go then to Bruce Epperly, who you will hear from as well. All of these individuals you will hear from ultimately. But Bruce impressed upon me this idea that if you cast the vision, don't worry, I have the manpower to make this thing happen. And so all of the things that you see here, the acknowledgments of our panelists in their rooms. I hope you will all have seen the gift bags that were prepared. All of these things came out of Bruce Epperly's shop of continuing education. So I wanted to spend a few moments in this way acknowledging them and more formally as well tomorrow. Is that all right? Is that all right? You can say amen. You know, what I had to learn here when I recently preached in chapel. The good Dr. Valerie Bridgman said, sometimes you got to usher the folks in to respond to you. And so I'm ushering folks in now. Let me go ahead and introduce our Dean, Edwin Aponte, who is Dean of the Seminary and Vice President of Academic Affairs here at Lancaster Theological Seminary. He is a man of vision. When I came here, he said his vision was for this seminary to speak beyond the local population, to speak beyond not just the walls of the seminary, but to also speak beyond this city, that his vision was a broad vision about the conversations and the impact that this seminary would have, not just on this city or this state, but in this country and indeed in the world. And so I applaud him for latching onto my little vision to allow his broader, larger vision to come into focus. And I think he deserves a round of applause for that. And since he's here, I want to say very quickly some words about my advisor, Dr. Anthony Penn. I am not officially introducing him. That is of the task of Dr. Aponte. But in the Baptist church, I smile when I say that because Shane is looking to Shane Lee, one of the panelists, is smiling now because he knows that this happens. We have a tradition of acknowledging folk when they come. You know, if I go speak at somebody else's church, that I always acknowledge the pastor who has invited me. And of course, to drum up support for an event, you acknowledge the one who is coming. Dr. Anthony Penn saw something in me when I didn't see it myself. When I was in 2002, 2003, trying to conceive of some sort of a research idea so that I could apply for either a graduate study, PhD study on the seminary or university level. It was Dr. Penn who I cold called four folks. If you have been in my class, you would know who they are. But needless to say, I didn't get responses from two of the four, and two, including Dr. Penn, called me back. And at that juncture, he didn't know me from Adam, but he said, I'm going to be in your town on business, and he carved out time for us to have lunch. I was surprised when he came out of his hotel that he had this hoop earring in his ear, and I thought, wow, this is the coolest professor I've ever seen. I want an earring. My mama wouldn't even let me have one. And but Dr. Penn came, and he took me seriously from day one. He helped me to craft my argument. Lo and behold, unbeknownst to me at the time, he would help me to craft what hopefully will be my first published book. And he was serious, he was stern, but he knew that the type of encouragement he could instill in me would go a long way, and that was because he believed in me very early on. So I wanted to say that in acknowledgement of him, as I often do to you all in my classrooms, but I wanted to acknowledge him while he was present because I love him as a mentor, as a brother, as a friend. And before I start crying, I'm going to let Dr. Aponte come up here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Derek, for those words. It is my great honor and extreme pleasure to introduce tonight's keynote speaker, Dr. Anthony B. Penn, who is the Agnes C. Arnold Professor of Humanities and Professor of Religion at Rice University. Much of what has been written, both popularly and in scholarly world, on the study of black religion avoids two fundamental questions. What is black about black religion? And what is religious about black religion? This is something that Dr. Penn does not avoid in his research, in his writings, in his wider work. Through an interdisciplinary and comparative analysis, Dr. Penn focuses on the nature and meaning of black religion. And a fundamental aspect of what is black religion. An example of his work is something I saw many of you purchasing and had the opportunity for Dr. Penn to sign his book, Terror and Triumph, The Nature of Black Religion. And in addition to that text, he is the author or the editor of 16 other books. I think that's the correct number, but he's so prolific I might be a few off. These include Varieties of African American Religious Experience, The Black Church in the Post-Civil Rights Era, Why Lord, Suffering and Evil in Black Theology, and being co-editor with Benjamin Valentin, The Ties That Bind, African-American and Hispanic-American Latino Theologies in Dialogue. and a more recent work, African American Humanist Principles, Living and Thinking Like the Children of Nimrod. This last title reminds us that many have called Dr. Penn the leading thinker on African American humanism today. And in developing his theory of religion, Dr. Penn locates African American humanism within the wider discourse of African American religion, asserting that African American humanism has played both a vital role in the development of African American identity and personhood, and African American humanism has deep historical significance in the development of African American ways of being in the world. In addition to his research and writing as a scholar, he is a leader in many ways, including his professional role as executive director of the Society for the Study of Black Religion and the co-chair of the American Academy of Religion's Black Theology Group. A lot of that is boilerplate. You could have found it elsewhere on your own. And I want to take this opportunity to say that I've been profoundly influenced in my own research and writing by Dr. Penn, and this is why it's a great pleasure and joy for me to welcome him here to Lancaster Seminary. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Anthony Penn.